This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I want to share with you a very short thought I saw this morning from the Baal Shevet Musar. The Shevet Musar was written by Rebbe Yo HaKoyin of Izmir. When I was in the city of Izmir, I had the zechus to be at his kever. And actually, my wife is a descendant of the Shevet Musar, Rebbe Yo HaKoyin of Izmir. He writes this in his Sefer Ezer Eliyahu. He brings in the name of the Arizal that we know that Bilam's donkey died. It was killed. How was it killed? Arifa, the back of its neck was broken. That it was torn from the neck and it died. But he adds a very interesting idea. That we know that, why do we redeem Dafka, the firstborn donkey? You don't redeem your firstborn giraffe. You don't redeem your firstborn zebra. You don't redeem your firstborn hippopotamus. So why do you redeem your firstborn donkey? So you say, well, most people don't have giraffes, but many people have donkeys. Yeah, but you don't redeem your firstborn cow. What's the idea that you redeem your firstborn donkey? And if you don't redeem it, you got to break it on the back of its neck. So the Shevet Musar says, because since a great miracle happened to the donkey, that the donkey spoke, and the truth is, it was such a great miracle, it would have been great if we could have preserved it and put it in a museum. You know, people would go to the exhibit and say Shalom Aleichem to the donkey, and the donkey would say, you know, be careful, watch out, I don't want to have to give you Musar. It would be very inspiring to hear from a donkey. But Hashem killed it because of Kavod HaBriyos. So Hashem wanted to, so to speak, memorialize this miracle. That whenever someone has a firstborn donkey, you redeem it as a zecher to the miracle that happened to the donkey of Bilam. And if you don't want to redeem it, then va'araftai, you need to break it on the back of its neck, which is in fact the way that Bilam's donkey died. So this would be a zecher to the miracle of Bilam. You know, I've seen in some of the, you know, the Haredi papers, they sometimes have pictures of the mitzvah Pidyon Peter Chamar. And actually, I once said over in the name of the same Sefer, the Shevet Musar, that the reason for Pidyon Peter Chamar is slightly different. It's a recollection and a commemoration of the Akedah, because Yitzchak was a Seh, and he was substitute, and Yishmael was the Chamar, and the Chamar was, so to speak, rejected, and instead Hashem took the Seh. Hashem took the Seh instead of the Chamar, Yitzchak instead of the donkey, Yishmael, and the Seh, so to speak, took the place of Yitzchak. So it's sort of a commemoration of the Akedah. But here, B'nai Gael in Yoninu, in our Parsha, the Shevet Musar says in the Sefer Ezer Eliyahu that the mitzvah Pidyon Peter Chamar is a commemoration of the miracle of Bilam's donkey. Okay, everybody's invited to join us tonight at 8:30. We have an amazing topic. The topic is hitting the rock, hitting children. That's the topic of tonight's shir. And should you hit the rock, speak to children, hitting children? That's the topic, halacha and hashgafa. So you could please join us tonight at 8:30. I wish everybody a wonderful day. Kol tov.
Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.